Caught Your Fever by Fennelt, read by X-Men hater. Wen Ting looks down at Jiang Yanli, sitting on the edge of her bed, hands clasped to hide their slight tremor. She purses her lips. "I've given you the best medicine that I can," Wen Ting says. "Your headache should subside. For the time being, it would not stop it from returning." Jiang Yanli smiles. Her lips are pale at the edges, but it's a credible attempt. Wen Ting appreciates the attempt, knows what it is to put on a soft face when life is wearing down the edges and leaving only the hard planes beneath the skin. She must have been having these headaches and dizzy spells for a long time. "Thank you for your care," she says. The guest disciple rooms at Cloud Recesses are light and airy, the paper on the windows letting in sufficient light. Wen Ting can see the fine dust that accumulates in any room drift through the sunbeam between them. "It is no trouble," Wen Ting says. Then, impulsively, she says, "Staying indoors will do you no favors. Would you like to take a walk?" Jiang Yanli's eyes light up. "That would be lovely. Asian has told me about the beauty of the back hills, but I haven't seen them." Did Asian say he saw Wen Ting skulking around in them, spying? It doesn't matter, not really, but she wonders. Jiang Yanli lay down for her and took her pills with every apparent sign of trust. Would she trust Wen Ting the same if she knew what she was doing? The air outside is clear and crisp. Sometimes it feels like the Cloud Recesses rises above their namesake, not among the clouds, but leaving them below. It is no hardship to go for a stroll among the creeks and rocks, especially with this company. Outside of the cloistering quarters, Jiang Yanli's eyes sparkle, and the longer they walk, the more a soft pinkness rises in her cheeks. It suits her. "Oh," Jiang Yanli says. Wen Ting breaks out of her reverie and looks around. Oh, indeed. The meadow is a jewel tucked between cliffs, long grass sparkling with spray from the nearby waterfall. Water rushes, but not too loudly, just enough to make the space feel even more isolated. The more distinctive feature, though, are the flowers that speckle the ground, a riot of colors. Jiang Yanli rushes forward. "They're lovely," she says, bending down to smell one. Too late, Wen Ting realizes what they are.
"Don't,"
she starts, but a burst of pollen is already leaping off of the flower and onto Jiang Yanli's face and hands. It coats her in a thin layer of dust that shimmers slightly in the sun, giving her high cheekbones and round jaw a golden glow. Jiang Yanli turns to her, confused.
"Wen Gunyang?"
She tries to dust her face off ineffectually, smearing the gold dust around her face.
"What's the matter?"
"They're close to water. Perhaps if Wen Ding helped her in, they could rinse it off. But no, she's already breathed it in, and..." Jiang Yanli licks her lip, pulling pollen into her mouth. She presses a hand against her forehead.
"Oh," she says, "it's warm."
Wen Ting walks towards her slowly. Unfortunately, there's not a lot to be done at this point. She curses herself. These flowers are innocuous, unless paired with another herb that's a critical component in the medicine that Wen Ting just gave Jiang Yanli. Wen Ting could sniff these flowers until the sun went down, and the worst that would happen is perhaps a slight sneezing fit. But for Jiang Yanli, the experience is going to be more intense. Wen Ting gets closer, and Jiang Yanli's breath picks up. When Wen Ting gently reaches out for her wrist to check her pulse, Jiang Yanli's breath hitches.
"Oh,"
she says again and giggles. Wen Ting looks up at her. Jiang Yanli licks her lips again, deliberate.
"It feels nice when you touch me," Jiang Yanli says.
Wen Ting snorts.
"That's the pollen. It's a rare effect. It makes you..."
Jiang Yanli cuts her off, very out of character.
"No. It always feels nice when you touch me."
Her cheeks flush. It's a pretty contrast with her eyes.
"I like it. Are you going to keep doing it? I think I'd like that too."
She's taking this very well. Wen Ting was expecting a bit more disorientation and resistance. She was trying to formulate a strategy to get Jiang Yanli to calm down. It's worse when those who are afflicted fight it. Lots of them do, attempting to clamp down when a body that they're used to commanding, theirs, suddenly betrays them, but apparently not Jiang Yanli.
"I could," Wen Ting says slowly. if that's what you want, but I don't have to.
It will make it easier and faster, but Cheng Yanli could find a corner and work out her urges alone until the compound stopped circulating in her body.
You can get through this alone.
Cheng Yanli shivers again and pulls her hand, and by extension Wen Ting, closer to her body. Her forearm presses up against Wen Ting's ribs, and Wen Ting can't help but notice the way it draws her dress tight, reveals the curve of her breast.
Alone sounds bad, Cheng Yanli says. People are always running ahead and leaving me behind, she confides.
Considering she lives with Wei Wuxian and Zheng Wanyan, Wen Ting isn't surprised, but it still tugs at her.
Wen Ting wants to comfort Cheng Yanli, but she doesn't know what to say. She's still trying to figure it out when she notices that Cheng Yanli is looking up at her, wicked glint in her eye.
Are you manipulating me? Wen Ting splutters.
Cheng Yanli bites her lip. Her teeth slide back slowly, leaving the skin pink and wet.
Maybe, she admits.
Sorry. She does look sorry. Her eyes are wide and earnest.
I'm trying to take this seriously, Wen Ting says and takes her hand back. She didn't realize how much she could feel the warmth of Cheng Yanli's body until her hand starts missing it. She rubs the tips of her fingers together.
Why?
Cheng Yanli asks. Wen Ting does a double take.
Because you've been poisoned and your body is having an intense reaction beyond your control?
Cheng Yanli slithers to her knees. It's not like she collapses. Rather, it seems like on her knees is where she wants to be, and slithering was the best way to get there. She wriggles a little and laughs once. She looks up at Wen Ting. Her eyelashes are incredibly long.
My body is always doing things out of my control.
Wen Ting remembers that her health issues have been chronic. She'd faced Wen Ting's professional assessment with equanimity and acceptance. Wen Ting couldn't help her. The attacks would keep coming.
And this one feels really good, she says.
She presses a hand to her head, smearing the pollen there.
Oh, Wen Kunyang, I'm so warm.
Wen Ting knows she is. She felt it. She can only imagine what it feels like on the inside. All of Jiang Yanli's blood rising to the skin, working hard to move the pollen around her body. Wen Ting reaches down to touch her hand to Jiang Yanli's forehead. Their fingers touch. She is warm, hotter than Wen Ting touched her last.
How does it feel?
Wen Ting asks.
Like I have starlight in my veins.
Cheng Yanli sways into Wen Ting's hand. Very helpful. Cheng Yanli arches her back, and Wen Ting knows that the pollen drives the body, makes it want to move, but it could not look more like Cheng Yanli is serving her breasts up to Wen Ting's gaze. Cheng Yanli detangles their fingers and draws one long line up her body from thigh to neck. She moans.
Wen Kunyang, come here.
Her eyes fall closed.
Please.
Wen Ting drops to her knees.
Call me by my name, she says hoarsely,
and devours Cheng Yanli's mouth with hers. It's pollen sweet. Wen Ting drinks her breath, draws it into herself.
Please, Ting Jie,
Cheng Yanli says again. Wen Ting groans. Cheng Yanli is going to be the death of her.
What do you need?
Wen Ting asks. Cheng Yanli groans.
I don't know.
She looks frustrated and keeps making small movements against Wen Ting's body.
Well, that's no good,
Wen Ting says, mock seriously.
How are we supposed to get you what you need if you don't know what it is?
I don't, Cheng Yanli says.
Don't you? Aren't you the expert? You knew about the flowers.
She pouts, and Wen Ting can't resist the urge to bite her lip. Cheng Yanli whimpers as Wen Ting bites her, a sharp snip of incisors, and she pants.
Shh,
it's all right, Wen Ting says, and Cheng Yanli quiets down, going still in her arms.
I'll take care of you.
She starts by working Cheng Yanli out of her dress. No need to ruin it. She unties the sash that keeps her disciple robes closed. It takes a long time to work the tie loose and untwist it, and Cheng Yanli is impatient, reaching for Wen Ting and trying to lean in and rub her face on Wen Ting's neck, on her shoulders. She has a skirt on beneath, and Wen Ting works the knot loose. The skirt drops, pooling at her knees and revealing the dark thatch of hair at Cheng Yanli's crotch, the shimmer of slick at her lips. When Ting feels her own core pulse in sympathy, Zheng Yanli must be aching, must be hot and swollen. When Ting wants to explore, wants to confirm her supposition, but not yet. When Ting takes a sharp breath, drags her eyes back up to Zheng Yanli's chest, the shape of her blouse, the fine silk and the delicate bows tied along the center of her ribcage. Every piece of her attire is beautifully made, and underscores how precious Zheng Yanli is, how loved by her family. Wen Ting sets the blouse aside carefully, aware that the silk is going to get wet from the grass, but there's little she can do about it. She is not going to pull herself away from Zheng Yanli to put it up in a tree, a flag with the universal meaning of debauchery. She turns her attention to the final piece, the duzhao that constricts her chest. It rises and falls with each of Zheng Yanli's quick breaths. It's just as ornamented as the rest, embroidered with purple lotuses. Wen Ting gets the message. She kneels up to reach the tie behind Zheng Yanli's neck. It presses their chests together. Wen Ting can feel Zheng Yanli's nipples through the fabric, hard enough to poke their way through. No fabric is stiff enough to hide their need. Wen Ting's mouth waters, thinking of the shape of them. Finished with the ties, she leans back and lets the duzhao fall. Her mouth drops open. Zheng Yanli's breasts spill out, free of their restraint. She sways forward, no wonder, with the weight of them acting as a pendulum. Wen Ting cups the underside of them, lifting them and appreciating their solid weight in her hand. She would not have anticipated the size of them, their satisfying shape and heft. She runs a thumb across one dark nipple, and Wen Ting lets out an honest whine. She's been so patient. She knows she could work them over, rubbing her thumb in circles, pinching if she felt like it, and Zheng Yanli would only beg her for more. Zheng Yanli feels nothing but pleasure now, but her body is still mortal. It can get oversensitive and raw. If Wen Ting worked at her nipples the way she wanted to, they would ache. Zheng Yanli can't know her limits right now, body too caught up in demands for more sensation. So instead, she lowers her mouth to a nipple, gently circling it with her tongue and pricking up goosebumps. Those she soothes away with her hand. Zheng Yanli comes like that, the first time, from nothing but the gentle pressure of Wen Ting's tongue on her breasts, and whatever friction she can get from rubbing her thighs together. She arches and cries out, shaking under Wen Ting's mouth. Wen Ting keeps licking her until her shakes subside. Wen Ting presses her into the grass after that. They kiss and their bodies rub together. Wen Ting slides a thigh between Zheng Yanli's legs and she grips it like a vise. It makes Wen Ting want to grind her thigh harder, grip Zheng Yanli's hips until she can feel the bones cut into her hands. It's harder and harder to remember why she shouldn't. Zheng Yanli comes with a series of hiccuping squeaks and reflexively releases Wen Ting's leg as her legs kick out. She cries out immediately, like she's been deprived of her favorite treat. Wen Ting likes that. She sucks on Zheng Yanli's collarbone, barely any teeth, to make her do it again. She repeats the pattern, alternating sides, while Zheng Yanli kicks and tries to pull Wen Ting's leg back, but her muscles are too orgasm-lax and uncoordinated to be very successful. Wen Ting pushes herself up onto her elbows and looks down at Zheng Yanli. Her chest is flushed, a beautiful contrast to the pale skin of her arms, to the darkness of her nipples. Her lips are bitten red, but her eyes are shining.
Ting Jie, you're so mean,
she says, voice only slightly strained. The sound of her name hits Wen Ting like a gong. Her whole body vibrates with it. She swallows.
Really?
Wen Ting says, drawing an idle pattern in the pollen on Zheng Yanli's face. A nonsense mark that means that Wen Ting was there. She drags her finger down, a trail of gold in the hollow of Zheng Yanli's throat, between her collarbones. Her fingers run out of pollen to slick its path, but she keeps moving it, tracing circles and whorls. Zheng Yanli kicks her heels into the ground. Wen Ting tweaks her nipple. Zheng Yanli gasps and arches, shaking apart.
Did you come again?
Wen Ting asks, wonder in her voice. Zheng Yanli nods.
Well, fuck.
Wen Ting slides down her body, pressing hot open-mouth kisses to Zheng Yanli's chest, the underside of her breast, her stomach.
Wenting presses her nose into the soft paunch of skin at the bottom of Zheng Yanli's belly. This is one of her favorite parts of a woman's body, this soft, safe place right above the hardness of her pubic bone. She cups Zheng Yanli's mons, loving the rough feel of the straight black hair, the heat of the skin. She shifts her hand back and forth to feel the hair crinkle. She wants to bury her face in there, part the lips and expose the wetness that's held back. She presses down with her hand and Zheng Yanli goes wild, bucking her hips up. "Stay still," Wenting admonishes. She had to move her head very quickly just then. To underscore her point, she takes one significant bite out of that soft belly skin. That's the first time Zheng Yanli screams. She's so responsive. "You like that?" Wenting asks. She thinks she knows the answer. Zheng Yanli nods and nods. Her hair is in utter disarray, tangling beneath her head. "Good," Wenting says and starts sucking the insides of Zheng Yanli's thighs, getting them sensitive and letting them jump and dance around her head. When her mouth starts to get dry, she goes in, using her fingers to part Zheng Yanli's lips and diving in. Wenting eats her out with no finesse. She doesn't need any. Zheng Yanli is going to come no matter what. Wenting doesn't have to work for it. She can just do what pleases her the most. It's a gift for her. She can just play. She keeps it up until Zheng Yanli is screaming and crying in earnest, body shaking all over. She's lost track of how many times Zheng Yanli has come. She drags herself up Zheng Yanli's body, letting her body feel Zheng Yanli's through her clothes. She rubs her face all over Zheng Yanli's, getting pollen and tears smeared between them. They kiss like that, half laughter, half clumsy lips. Zheng Yanli is trying to lean up on her elbows, trying to say something. "Ting Jie," Zheng Yanli says, and Wenting cannot deny the effect it has on her. The one thing that could cut through her intention to keep kissing Zheng Yanli, maybe see how she reacts if Wenting works her nipples and cunt at the same time. "Yes, Ali." Zheng Yanli smiles at her, so wide and happy it hurts Wenting's chest.
"I want to make you feel good."
Wenting gropes her thigh. "You are making me feel good." Zheng Yanli doesn't roll her eyes, she's too polite, but it's a near thing. It's disappointing to see her so coherent. Wenting hasn't been doing her job. She vows to redouble her efforts. She knows what Zheng Yanli means, though. Wenting has a slow fuse, but her fireworks are bigger for it. It makes it easy for her to focus on someone else, and she likes it, likes watching someone take their pleasure, likes knowing she did it with her hands. It's not always easy to know if her actions will have negative consequences, but making someone else come under her, that's an unqualified good. Wenting kisses Zheng Yanli again, slow and sweet.
"How are you feeling? Do you need more?"
"As long as you're touching me, it's okay," Zheng Yanli says, and Wenting's heart slams against her ribs again.
Zheng Yanli arches again, her breasts spill to either side.
"So let me touch you?"
Wenting nods. She pulls back, a tragedy, to pull her clothes off. When she is naked, she kisses Zheng Yanli again. It's been an eternity since they were separated. Zheng Yanli makes noises into the kiss, cute, happy. Wenting feels generous.
"Whatever you like."
Zheng Yanli doesn't move. Wenting arches an eyebrow. Zheng Yanli bites her lip again.
"I don't know what I like to do. I haven't..."
She shrugs. The realization of what she's saying hits Wenting so hard that she isn't even distracted by the way her breasts rise and fall with the motion.
"You've never..."
Wenting says, needing the confirmation. Her heart feels like it's beating sluggishly, pumping ice around her body instead of blood. This is Zheng Yanli's first time. She's never touched anyone like this. She's someone's precious daughter, and Wenting stripped her clothes off in a field. Zheng Yanli shakes her head.
"You should have said," Wenting says.
It's Zheng Yanli's first time, and she bit her.
"You wouldn't have touched me if I had."
She pouts again. She needs to stop doing that. It's too powerful of a weapon.
"Admit it."
Wenting shakes her head, but it isn't a denial.
"And I wanted you to. I still want you to. Weren't we having fun?"
This doesn't sound like the Zheng Yanli that Wen Ting knows. That Zheng Yanli is shy and decorous. This Zheng Yanli is, well, shameless. Wen Ting wants to blame the pollen, but the pollen doesn't alter the mind. It builds up the qi inside an individual until it has to burst out, and the pressure heightens sensation and creates desperation, but it doesn't create ideas where there were none. Does anyone else know what you're like? Wen Ting can't believe they do, otherwise someone would have approached Zheng Yanli before. Zheng Yanli tilts her head, considering. A wisp of hair falls to graze her shoulder.
I have to be careful, she says. I have to take care of everyone else.
Wen Ting knows what that feels like.
But Ting Jie is here to take care of me. She said so, she says with a wicked smile.
She shakes her hair and it cascades down. Put it that way. Wen Ting throws any concerns she had to the side and teaches Zheng Yanli exactly how to eat her out. She's clumsy, lips getting in her way, but so eager and willing to listen. Wen Ting has no compunction giving her very specific instructions. She's not worried about hurting her by insulting her prowess. She starts to get good at it. When Wen Ting stops instructing her, too caught up in the sensation to do anything but grip the grass and try not to crush Zheng Yanli's head between her thighs, Zheng Yanli keeps at it, no deviation, until Wen Ting relaxes. Before Wen Ting can tell her what to do next, she presses harder with the tip of her tongue and, oh, that's just enough. That's just right. And Wen Ting comes. They take turns after that, tasting each other, rubbing against each other. Wen Ting plays with Zheng Yanli's nipples while Zheng Yanli fingers herself, showing Wen Ting exactly what she does when she's alone.
But it's more. It's so much more. How is that possible?
Until she jerks and shudders and Wen Ting doesn't let up this time, sucking harder at her nipple until Zheng Yanli pushes her away with wet and weak hands. Finally, the energy is expended. Wen Ting is feeling delightfully bruised, like a ripe peach that was carried in a basket on the back of a cultivator through high winds. She can only imagine how Zheng Yanli feels. They lie on their backs, staring up at the sky.
Wow,
Zheng Yanli says. Wen Ting agrees. She lets them have a moment, a long one, but she's acutely conscious of how long they've been gone. Someone will come looking, and she doesn't want anyone to see Zheng Yanli like this, entirely vulnerable and completely exposed. This was special, just for them. Time to get you cleaned up, Wen Ting says. Zheng Yanli groans, but it's small, barely a noise, her disapproval tucked away again. Wen Ting pulls her up by her hand, and they keep their fingers linked as they go over to the waterfall. The stream is ice cold, and Wen Ting bites her tongue against the shock of it, a blast that seems to go straight to her skull, even though only her feet are in the water. Zheng Yanli squeezes her hand.
Perhaps I should have stepped in here instead. The cold would have taken the heat right out of me.
She smiles, a neutral smile. It's a good idea, but it wouldn't have worked. Others have tried it. Others have tried everything. There's only one cure for that reaction, and it was the one they applied. Abruptly, Wen Ting is tired. You don't have to act like this, not with me, she says. Zheng Yanli's eyes go wide. If you don't regret it, I don't regret it. And Wen Ting enjoyed getting to see the secret, honest side of Zheng Yanli.
I don't, Zheng Yanli says. If I could, oh, it's silly.
Was it silly when you were moaning under me? You can tell me.
I want to see you again, she says in a rush. Not with anyone else, just you. I want to spend time with you and take care of you like you took care of me. I want to see you laugh like you did when I slipped off my elbow and fell into your breasts. I want to taste you as much as I want for as long as I want.
She pauses.
It would be for a very long time,
as if the implication wasn't clear. Wen Ting feels shaken by it all. She says. Zheng Yanli wades deeper into the water. Wen Ting is forced to follow.
You don't have to answer now. I know this is a lot to ask, but maybe you'll think about it.
If I say no, will you pout? She means it dismissively, to underscore what little power either of them had in determining the shape of their days. But Zheng Yanli is nothing if not observant and wily.
Yes, she says immediately, bringing out the familiar shamelessness. I will pout. Perhaps I will even cry.
You're a menace, Wen Ting says. You need to be restrained.
Before Zheng Yanli can say anything else devastating, Wen Ting leans in to kiss her. Yes, she says with her lips. Yes, with the heat of her mouth in this cold stream. Yes. The end.